From Marketplace, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. The tech industry has long struggled to create a more inclusive workplace, and a new report argues that the widespread shift to remote work over the last year has not helped. Project Include, which advocates for diversity in tech, found underrepresented workers in the industry are experiencing greater stress and more incidents of harassment and hostility during the pandemic, despite or because, perhaps, of the remote work environment. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has more.
The survey of 3,000 tech workers found many experienced longer hours and anxiety, but women, people of color, transgender, and non-binary workers were more likely to report they had been harassed, says Ellen Powell, CEO of Project Include.
The bigger problem is there's systemic racism, there's systemic sexism, there's systemic bias.
And the transition to a digital workplace has brought with it some of the toxic culture of the internet, says Caroline Sinders, an expert in online harassment who worked on the report.
We're using tools designed for a business context. They're not designed to mitigate harassment, but they're not designed to have moderation tools.
Some remote tech makes it difficult to block people and stop abusive behavior. And the line between the personal and professional has blurred, says employment attorney Yule Thomas.
When people work from home, sometimes they're more casual. They may think it may be more appropriate to make a certain joke they wouldn't make in a physical workplace.
The report found more than a third of respondents didn't trust their employer to address harassment fairly. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.